Have your thighs ever chafed? Chafe is no joke, but thanks to Mega Babe, it's also no problem. Mega Babe's Thigh Rescue glides onto skin so that chafe is a thing of the past. Experience what 10,000 five-star reviewers rave about at megababebeauty.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Pascal Donoghue with me for the Hard Shoulder bookshelf. Minister, what is your favourite book? What book are you placing on the bookshelf?
So the book I'm going to put on the bookshelf is a book called Solar Bones. It's a novel by an Irish writer called Mike McCormack. I'm going to choose my words carefully and make a big argument here. But I believe this is a work of near genius. And I believe it's a novel that you have to make the case for. Because when I tell your listeners that this novel is a single sentence, many of them will think, oh my God.
Oh yeah, this sounds inaccessible.
I'm not going to go for it. And that was my reaction. That was my reaction at first. When it comes to fiction, most of my tastes are light. It's trying to find ways of diverting myself from the job of the day. And this book was strongly recommended to me by somebody. I started it and I've fallen in love with it. And it's a book that I make the case to for everybody.
So what's the premise of the book? The single sentence thing people will be aware of. Yeah, but what's happening in it?
The premise of the story is about an engineer called Marcus Conway. He works for Mayo County Council. The novel is set in All Souls Day in 2008. And a bell goes at the start of the novel. And the bell is the Angelus being rung. And the bell is about a journey that Marcus Conway takes. It's about his relationship with his wife, his son, his daughter, who's an artist. And it's about him thinking about the world and the direction of the world and even of the universe and what the small things really matter when big things are afoot and big change takes place. And it's told through a single sentence for reasons that become clear as the novel goes on. And it's a book that if you just pitch beyond the first paragraph or two, you'll fall into, and it'll stay with you for good.
And why? What was it about this book that resonated so much with you? What did you think about or view differently having read the book compared to beforehand?
Because Marcus Conway and the way he talks about his family, he's one of the most beautiful characters I've ever come across in fiction. For his honesty, for the way he thinks about his family, about the way he thinks about life. And then the premise of the novel itself, thinking about a day and using the prism of a very humble, ordinary person to think about the biggest things, is something that really struck the deepest of chords with me. And as a teaser, as the ultimate teaser, buried in this book, it's the best joke you'll ever read about politics.
Oh, okay. Don't tell us what it is, though.
You'll ever read about politics in this book. And if I can't convince your listeners or you for all the other reasons, if you want to read a damn good joke about politics, it's in here.
Because I know you've recommended other books before on this show and on other shows. I know people will know kind of you as a big reader, and you've written reviews. You'd write book reviews as well in the newspapers from time to time. But as you say, this isn't your usual stock and trade for fiction.
No.
You kind of like a nice whodunit.
I would be
a bit of a thriller.
Most of my reading is non-fiction. When it gets to fiction, it would tend to be a bit lighter, with some honourable exceptions. Amazing Irish writers like John Banville, people like that, who I've read all my life. And you and I have talked about him before. But it's true to say that a lot of my fiction reading would be a bit lighter, which I hope backs up the claim I'm making about this book. Because honest to God, when I tell somebody it's just a single sentence, everybody has the same reaction. They're like, oh, you're going to make me read Finnegan's Wake. I'm not. I'm not. This book is really, really, really such a glory. And just take that little leap and you'll never regret it.
Well, there's a warning to anybody listening who's going to be a guest on this slot in the future. Finnegan's Wake is not going on the bookshelf. I can tell you that right now. Solar Bones by Mike McCormack, taking pride of place on the Hard Shoulder bookshelf. It's always difficult to pick one book. We always allow people kind of an honourable mention of something else.
But I also give a big shout out to Tramp Press. They're an Irish publisher. Small, but not really that small, growing quickly, who published this book. And they're one of a growing number of homegrown publishers in Ireland that are brilliant. and they got this book going.
Fair play to Tram Press. So honourable mention goes to?
Honourable mention goes to another book which will be a bit more of my stock and trade and the books that I would kind of tend to talk about a little bit more. This book is called On Tyranny, and it's by a guy called Timothy Snyder. And Timothy Snyder is a historian of Central and Eastern Europe, and he's written some incredible books about the impact of the famine in Ukraine and about what happened in the early years after World War II in Europe. And based on all of that, he wrote a very small book. And this book looks a little bigger because I've got the cartoon version of it.
Okay.
This is the graphic novel version of it.
Very good.
And this book are, what are the things you need to look out for and practice if you're trying to keep democracy safe?
Yeah.
And this book is grounded in his study of history and his study in particular of history here in Europe. So the book ranges from the quite profound, talking about, for example, about the dangers that if you work for the state of obeying to do things before the order to do them arrives, that's the first precept of this book, to all kinds of different things, like the value of establishing a private life, that if you're a politician, how you look, how you engage with people physically, the difference that it can make, how you should respond back to paramilitarism. It's a book of the big and the smaller lessons. It's the kind of book that any reader who's interested at all in current affairs could probably read in a couple of hours. It's a very short book.
Yeah.
And I think he's as close as we have to a George Orwell still being around today.
Is it a cautionary tale? Like, here's cautionary. What happened before, here's very, how we stop it happening again.
It's a warning of what happens about, for example, I'm just opening it up here, letting the book fall open, to a particular lesson here that says, listen for dangerous words. And he goes back to what happened in Russia, what happened in Nazi Germany, when the laws were being created that ultimately laid the foundations for a fascist rule and for the real almighty and unquestioning rule of a single individual. And in here he talks about what happened when those moments happened and what we can think about in democracies, if we value democracies today.
And when you read that, given everything that is happening in the world today, were you kind of reassured that we are still a long way from that? Or did it set, were there aspects of the book that set alarm bells ringing for you?
So I've always believed that democracy and political order is far more of a fragile thing than we sometimes like to acknowledge. And this book really underpinned it for me. If you look at how quickly things can change, and that's a clear lesson from history, the unthinkable can happen. The book on one hand reminded me of that, and on the one hand it's so elegantly written that you could be, like, honestly, a secondary school student could read this book and get everything in it. I'm handing this book out all the time to people.
Yeah.
And it's great to be able to talk to you about it a little bit. And ask your listeners to have a look at it.
And it's written in a European context, but it applies anywhere, does it? Would it apply anywhere. To the States?
It applies anywhere.
Okay.
And unfortunately, some of the lessons that are in it about being careful about your use of language, about being careful about the dangers of extremism, about the value of calmness. I think we all have cause to reflect how important these qualities are. And this book really reminds you of them.
On Tyranny by Timothy Snyder. Honourable mention alongside Solar Bones by Mike McCormack. What are you reading at the moment,
Minister? So this is the point at which I begin to look embarrassingly like a groupie here.
All right, okay. Nerd,
but bear with me. I'm reading a book called Yellen by John Hilson Rath. And this is a biography of the current Treasury of the US Secretary, Janet Yellen.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the most incredible person, incredible woman. She's the only person in the history of America to have been chairperson of the American Central Bank, to be the chief economic advisor to a president, and to be the Treasury Secretary. Nobody in the history of America has ever done it. And this is a story of her career. It's also a brilliantly told story of lots of the big debates in economics.
Yeah.
Because she's been at the heart of a lot of it. But then quite very movingly and quite beautifully, it's also about her family. She's married to an amazing economist called George Akerlof, who won the Nobel Prize for Economics.
Okay.
And it's about her relationship.
It's an intimidating table to sit around.
Really intimidating table. He won the Nobel Prize for Economics, and it's about how they met and their life together, and indeed even the life of their son. And it's a great story, really well told by a professional journalist, about a lot of the big debates that have dominated how we think about economies, from before the global financial crisis up to the war on Ukraine. And it's a great read.
Yellen is the name of it, by John Hills and Rath. It is what the minister is reading at the moment, but we would have to again give another shout out to Solar Bones by Mike McCormack, because that is firmly there now on the Hard Shoulder bookshelf. Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Pascal Donoghue. Minister, thanks a million for joining us.
Thank you, Ciarán.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Cuddihy,
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range,
weekdays from 4 on News Talk.